You are now at the Temple of Heaven. It was built in the 18th year of the Yongle reign in the Ming Dynasty, that is, 1420. It was a major imperial project, constructed at almost the same time as the Forbidden City. Its earliest name was the Altar of Heaven and Earth. The emperors of the Ming and Qing dynasties held the country's highest level ceremonial activities here. At the winter solstice, the heaven sacrifice. At the start of spring, the prayer for the harvest. At the start of summer, the prayer for rain. For ancient China, these ceremonies were tied to the fate of the dynasty, the order of the world, the annual harvest, and the livelihood of the people. What you see today was shaped by several major transformations. During the Yongle period, this place still practiced the joint worship of heaven and earth. The emperor conducted both sacrifices in the same location. In the ninth year of Jia Jing's reign, that is, 1530, the ritual system underwent a great reform. The court shifted to the separate worship of heaven and earth. The heaven sacrifice and the earth sacrifice would be held at different venues. The circular mound altar was built in the south, specifically for the heaven sacrifice at the winter solstice. The area of the original Hall of Great Sacrifice in the north was gradually repurposed for the harvest prayer and eventually developed into the Hall of Prayer for Good Harvests complex. As you walk from south to north today, you will clearly feel that the two zones have different atmospheres, a direct reflection of their different ceremonial purposes. The Temple of Heaven's location was also carefully chosen. Although it lies south of the imperial city, it is not directly on the central axis, but slightly to the east. The ancients selected this spot by considering ritual orientation and the movement of the sun. The southeast corresponds to the position of the sun in traditional cosmology, making it the ideal site for the heaven sacrifice. If the ancient city of Beijing were compared to a perfectly engineered machine, the Forbidden City and the Temple of Heaven would be its two most essential components. The Forbidden City is the space where the emperor governed and lived. The Temple of Heaven is where the emperor, as the Son of Heaven, a sacred title placing him as the sole mediator between humanity and the divine cosmos, communicated with heaven. The ancients spoke of the round sky and the square earth, the three powers of heaven, earth, and humanity, the nine heavens, their conception of the sky as nine ascending tiers, with nine representing the absolute height of the celestial, and the mandate of heaven that legitimized imperial rule. All of these ideas were translated directly into architecture, into buildings that can be seen, walked, and experienced. Why so many circles and squares? Why always three layers? Why are nine and multiples of nine everywhere? The answer lies in this cosmology.
After the revolution of 1911, imperial sacrifices ceased and the original ceremonial functions came to an end. On January 1, 1918, the Temple of Heaven officially opened to the public for the first time. For nearly 500 years, it had belonged only to the emperor, ritual officials, and the rites themselves. From the Republic of China onward, it gradually became a park accessible to ordinary citizens and foreign visitors. In 1998, it was inscribed on the UNESCO World Heritage List. One sentence captures the Temple of Heaven with great precision. Whether in its overall layout or in each individual building, this place reflects the ancient Chinese understanding of the relationship between heaven and earth and the emperor's special position within that relationship. Keep this idea in mind as you walk further in. It will help you understand everything you are about to see.